Oh, we're going right now. Huh.
Yeah, I thought we worked it right.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's always a surprise to everyone, but most of all us.
We do this thing mm-hmm. where we sit down and we start talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is good stuff. We should save this for the podcast.
Yeah. You call it a podcast. You sit down.
It's more like an audio file that we upload to the internet. I'm not sure what other name we should give it. Oh, the recycle bin, maybe.
Okay.
Like it should go in the trash, but we accidentally uploaded it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like there's two icons. One of them is YouTube. The other one is the recycling
the
bin.
Recycling bin.
And you miss drag
every
it.
Time.
I'm potentially the least requested guest. On this show.
I don't, we're all I here. So. I mean,
no. You know who the most requested guest on this show is?
After Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, it's got to be like Mark Rober.
Now Red.
And he's never here, so.
Yeah. The only reason people listen to this is.
Isn't he part of the show?
He's in Canada, and he's been flying back to America less. I think
also,
it's
we killed him. We slit his throat and drained his blood out into a sink, and then we cut him up and had him for breakfast.
People still listen, though, because they think that he at some point is going to
Yeah, they think there's a tiny chance that one of these days the thumbnail will be a fake out, and they're going to click it, and Nigel's going to be here.
Mm. Should I call Nigel?
No, it's like way late for him right now, isn't it? No, he stays up late.
Yeah, he stays up late. What if I just call him and he says,
dead.
And then I hang up.
He's,
I hang up as soon as he answers.
Wait, just admitted to murdering
him. He says, hi, and then we hang up. Okay.
We call him
the Patreon.
We prank call Nigel.
Yeah.
You
all
go,
right,
go
so
to
patreon.com.
Safetythird.onion.
/ the yard.
And you can see us crank call Nile Red.
Download Tor browser to watch.
That's worth money. That is worth money.
Today's very special guest on the very special episode of Safety Third Podcast is a member of a podcast far more popular than the Safety Third Podcast.
Only if you measure it with numbers.
Today's guest is a whole other podcast called The Yard.
I like a Russian doll. They all start coming out of me. I have a question for you guys. Yeah. Who are you guys?
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's deep.
we met once. Yeah. At a monster truck rally, that's correct.
Yep. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I know you. Yeah. From shooting.
Were you living at the house?
Shooting. I was. I know you from shooting the sketch with Ludwig.
Time Machine.
Where you built a clone.
Yeah. Oh, Clone Machine. That's
right. I also like call it Time Machine. We just met.
Yeah. We just met about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh.
And I warned you about the armrest having a
stabby
thing.
Cool. You guys
thing.
Make stuff, right?
Yeah.
Some of you break it.
In order to make something, first you have to break it down and then. Rebuild it.
That's beautiful.
Right. Thank you.
I wikied you guys the show. Oh, okay. I know all you guys. I wikied the show before I came.
Okay.
But there's a safety.
There's a lot
wiki?
More.
Is there actually?
Or there's like a
fan
description.
Wiki?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And
I hope that was us.
Is it like a warning? Like don't watch this shit.
And there's a lot more names of guys than guys in this room, and I'd like an explanation.
Names of guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think some of the listings include like Peter.
Can
Schiphol
you Google who
Nigel
is on Safety Third? Podcast.
The real answer is.
Oh, I'm like sweating. Right
oh yeah, now. William Osmond, now read the backyard scientist Alan Pan, and a couple other YouTube quote scientists.
Quote scientists.
Wow.
So that's what I read, and I'm like, damn, a lot of people. It's gonna be a big old podcast, a lot of people on it, and here I am on the yard in 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, the yard 10 years.
Once
ago.
The apocalypse happens, and we're in a shipping container.
we were very ambitious. We were young and naive.
Right. Ludwig didn't survive.
This podcast has actually been going on for like a while now. Like a couple years now.
Actually, we could probably use this to fix
basically
the chair.
What happened is we started with like five or six people at the same time. Then we realized it was a bit too much.
Do they all live here?
No, that's the other problem.
It was a remote show.
It was a remote show. Yeah. Mm. And we didn't want to do a remote show because we saw all the people with in-person shows being more successful. And we're like, that's the
problem. It turns out there's like, is this more to it than just that?
But what happened is the people that like regularly came on to the show, that kind of just became the show. If that makes sense. So it was me, Alan, Kevin.
I see. So you had guests, but then it was just like, yeah.
So like some of the other YouTube scientists sort of would just less frequently be available to do it.
I consider myself somewhat of a YouTube scientist.
Yeah.
In that I just like watch a lot of YouTube.
That's who? Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No, that counts.
Yeah.
Which Mark Rober is Mark Rober, isn't it?
I watch Mark Rober only on my couch with the YouTube TV app.
Okay.
So like if I'm hanging out with like my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, it's new Mark Rober. And she's like one of the few she knows. So yeah, she's yeah, like, woo.
Oh. She's like, oh, the handsome oh, nice. Side.
We watch
oh,
yeah, him like.
The one
know.
Who's good.
The good science.
The one who makes good videos.
He like eats Nerf bullets or something. I don't even
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Really
so, know what the scientist without quotes around it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, we talked to Hank Green today and I had so many science questions for him.
What'd you ask
whoa.
Him? when did this come out? Oh, okay. So that's great because our turnaround is 2 days.
Mm.
So
wow,
record Monday, release Wednesday.
Man,
that's the secret to a successful podcast. We've got to have tight.
Dude,
turnaround.
We've had podcasts like turn around after like 4 months.
That's
no. Yeah.
We've also probably had one that turns around after 4 happened. Hours.
But you know
so,
that's
those are
that's beast mode. I think that's that yeah. checks out. That's cool. So we one we asked him if he was circumcised. That was yeah. awesome.
I think they accidentally cut his whole penis off, right?
Yeah.
He's like super yeah. circumcised.
they were like, all right, so yeah, John Green, we've put your penis back on. And then he's like, I'm Hank Green. He's like, oh, oh no.
Well, John Green's penis is twice as long.
Wait a minute. Who's driving the boat? So we, one of the funny things was I told
him. Which is
your
favorite vlog, brother?
Which vlog brother do you think has the bigger penis?
The one who didn't get half it cut off.
I'm gonna say my favorite vlog brother is Hank Green because
sorry, John.
Because I've met him.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never met John,
but if you meet John, then
but have you guys know about the you guys know about the taste of cock Tumblr post?
No,
but no.
I feel like we're about to learn.
Yeah. I would love to learn
John,
more about
John
the taste
Green.
Of cock.
So back on, yeah, you guys have been on the internet for a while.
The fault in my cock.
Tumblr, much like old Twitter, used to have a feature where if someone made a post, you could like reblog, but like you could edit.
Yeah.
What they actually wrote.
Okay, right.
So someone did that with John Green and wrote like a whole thing about how like they love the smell of balls and the taste of cock. And shortly after that, we learned from Hank, not because of that, which is a myth. That he was strongly advocating against. shortly after that, Tumblr changed how the website worked.
So you couldn't make it.
So you couldn't edit.
That's bullshit.
And Slime was just like, your brother is the balls smell great guy. Which I thought was amazing.
Well, I feel like that one, we've got a podcast with Tom Scott that I titled Torturing Tom Scott for 50 Minutes. I think maybe you could borrow that title. It sounds like you might have actually tortured
yeah.
Hank Green for...
Yeah, yeah. I think we really put him through it.
Wow.
And then I said I had a fun idea where we would find a Kahoot online. You know Kahoot? It's like in
yeah.
school, they use it to like play, like do quizzes
oh,
on the
yeah.
board. I was like, I looked for a Kahoot online from like an elementary science school class. And I thought maybe we could like 4v1 see if we could beat you in a science school. But it was actually a Kahoot I made. The day before. So questions 1 or 2 are like very normal. And then question 3, it says discuss and it's pregnant Sonic and Mario.
And then something that Hank is not well versed.
And then like the answer curriculum is like it's a scale of 1 to 10. So we tried to like keep a straight face, like, oh man, I think this is like what, 8 or 9? The answer 6, we're like, oh fuck.
So you're saying this is the only episode you'll ever do with
it. Yeah, yeah, we basically like severed ties with VidCon.
That's
and, like,
good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I don't know. Have we done any of those with the guest that's never coming back?
Probably. I feel like there's Jorvon.
Oh,
he just
Jorvon.
Didn't want to get into it about DigiKey.
Oh, we were just bullying him because he worked for DigiKey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
we should have gone harder.
They deserved it. They deserve every bit
yeah.
of it.
We didn't go hard enough.
I think that's why our podcast doesn't do well, is we don't bully people enough.
Yeah.
We got to make some changes, boys.
No, I can
starting with you.
I can be your blood boy. You need that?
Yeah, but we got to prepare for it.
Oh, whipping boy? Whipping?
Yeah, I was like, you hook me up to all you guys. I keep you alive forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Blood bag.
Yeah.
So before we started the podcast, we were talking about bidets. And I think that's a topic that I've wanted to talk about for a long time.
Really?
Because, yeah.
Haven't we?
Because I've never wanted to talk about bidets.
It must have come up. I feel like we've definitely
have we?
Mentioned.
I think you have espoused the virtues of the bidet
again.
A half
we should
dozen
do it
times.
Again.
Yeah, we're doing it again.
Can I? You guys are makers.
Yeah,
makers on YouTube.
Sure.
Can I run an idea by you guys? Because I feel like I'm in the presence of.
Oh yeah.
Maker gods.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
this is like
yeah,
my
like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Sharks, fellow sharks.
Yes.
Yeah.
We call
bidet,
it the septic tank though.
Bidet, carbonated water.
Oh,
that would feel so refreshing.
Flavored could be an add-on that you can like pay for. It's
okay.
Like,
yeah.
I love that
like,
if you
like a citrus moon.
Like a Keurig cartridge, you put it in there, you're like,
yep.
Now it's like
pressure's too high, it goes up your butt and the gas expands, you get like CO2 farts.
Yes. Okay, only high pressure.
I think the like LaCroix limoncello scented farts.
I think using low pressure on a bidet is like the bowling bumpers of taking a shit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not brave enough.
Yeah. You are a baby.
Nope.
And you need to grow up.
We had this idea to have a crowd control bidet where they could aim. Mm. Like you have a camera that films your butt, but then because you can't broadcast that to Twitch, you have a computer track everything.
It's like the carnival game where you shoot the hole.
Make it look like the Death Star or something.
So it generates an image that it then streams to Twitch. And so they have to aim at like the, maybe it's like a starfish, like a dark starfish or something.
Nice graphic overlaid. Right.
And they have to like change the position of the water turret.
Yeah.
And so you can have like Twitch cleans my ass.
Dude. It's like, oh, watch out. It's firing a missile. Take it out.
You just hear like a screaming in the background.
You're fed the audio from the room. It's like, wow, the audio choices for this game are really interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm. What's the power wash simulator?
Yeah,
you could a mod.
Oh yeah, yeah,
the asshole edition, yeah. Bidet edition.
That's beast.
So the carbonation, is that to help clean it? Is that to sort of help?
Yeah, it's more of like a vibe thing. It's like, oh, it's more of like,
how did you come up with this idea?
Man, I don't know. It's just like, how do I come up with any idea?
I mean, I feel the same way.
I just sort of search. You're but like, also the company, like, it's like weird. It's like
you're drinking a soda water and it kind of, you know when it burns a little
bit
sometimes?
It's like, what does
this do
in my ass?
You're like, what if this makes my ass burn too?
Wow.
Just burping and being like, I have an idea.
Carbonated bidet water is I guess someone's tweeted it before.
3 years ago on Reddit.
/r/ crazy ideas, carbonated bidet water.
Wait, click it.
You know, the cosmic bookshelf is full of.
Oh, it's deleted. That one, the crazy ideas. Oh, they deleted their post. Wow. It was a great idea.
Well, it's because of my patent. I actually I wanted to approach you guys with an idea I'm halfway through finishing.
Biz in your biz.
Biz in your biz.
There you go.
I think that guy deserves the death penalty.
One button for carbonated water when you're feeling frisky.
One to add a touch of menthol to cool things down.
Oh,
one
that's so
for a
good
puff of warm air to dry things off. And one for a dusting of baby powder to keep the bum fresh.
Why do they write like
obviously
that?
Obviously.
They're an
Reddit
artist.
They're writing like a Yelp review.
It's Reddit.
Perrier for your derriere.
Oh, Perrier.
Perrier.
Okay, I have a... sorry, new idea.
I don't think I could ever go
new
back.
New maker idea.
Okay, yeah.
We install a gun
on
every computer in America.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Looking good so far.
And if you make a bad Reddit post, it kills you.
That's
it's installed. It's actually just, it's like kind of an airbag. It's like a low profile thing in the monitor.
It's powered by Reddit gold.
You get one downvote.
Yeah, it's
over.
Done for you.
Yeah.
It's just like there's like a steel plate at the center of every computer monitor with like a single BB and an explosive charge.
Yeah, like an airbag, like detonator back there.
Wait, that's a great idea. A computer monitor that executes you.
Every Intel would die in 3 days.
Yeah, awesome. I like it. I think that's a good pitch. I would like to fund this idea.
Okay.
I have maybe $20, maybe $40 in my wallet. Is that enough to get started for a 55% stake?
You want more than me?
Yes.
I think we could build it for $20.
It's $40. Yeah. Take it or leave it.
We're going to be doing all the hard work.
55 out of 100?
Yes. It's 55 out of 60, actually.
Okay. That's harder to sell.
This is like a classic garage startup. You know, every big company started in a garage.
Yeah.
How many have started in a dumpster, though?
Oh,
a dumpster set?
None. No successful ones.
Will, tell me about the bidet. I'm sorry. I feel like I ran.
Yeah, we have to talk about the bidet.
I feel like we, you know, you guys have sort of a bidet thing going.
Mm-hmm. Swipe bidets.
And it's just,
I say we, but
wait, what is that?
So Ludwig made a bidet company.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Oh. I mean, Ludwig's company sells a bidet product.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
It's swipe.gg.
Similar to like
I think
a
it's a website.
Cheese product, dessert product.
Bro's typing bidet into Google.
There we go. Bidet.
Yeah, so Ludwig created this.
He engineered the bidet.
Yeah, he. it's water from France.
okay, so it's a DRM cartridge system.
I don't watch anime. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like printer ink.
I took that photo.
It's not.
Did you really?
HP.
It looks great.
The swipe bidet won't let your toilet flush if you don't have any swipe water cartridges in the machine.
So is this an attachable thing? Or
this
a
is
whole...
it. Yeah, it replaces the seat.
Oh,
yeah. And then
that's cool.
It's powered by your wall.
So why a bidet?
Because toilet paper, and anyone who disagrees, is probably the grossest solution. Yeah. Like, anyone who says spraying water on your butt is gross, like, do you not clean your ass in the shower? We've definitely talked about this before.
Yeah, are you getting flashbacks
now?
You're getting flashbacks now.
It's like, but there's no, like the three neurons.
It's still true. It's still 100% true that a bidet, it is, I can't think of an equivalent that would be life-changing for life.
I got you. You know how cavemen used to wear leaves as underwear?
Oh, yeah.
That's what wiping your ass is.
Leaves.
You could just wear MeUndies or whatever.
It's your Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might as well just wipe your ass with your underwear, which just happens the time when you fuck.
That's a good idea. Underwear that you use to wipe your ass is disposable.
What if it's got like a little rotating thing of paper? You can rotate the fabric and it's clean, and then you wipe and you rotate it again.
I could be a maker YouTuber. This shit's so easy. Nice.
You want to just pitch us ideas?
What else
you got?
See, I wish you guys were my friends instead. I feel like it'd be like easy to buy you guys like Christmas gifts and shit.
Yeah, I want a monitor with a gun in it.
Yeah, I want a $20 gift card for Amazon.
I want a carbonated bidet.
Yeah, wait, I want a $20 Amazon gift card, but it'd be funny if you spent all but five. What's the worst? $1?
Leave a dollar.
Yeah, leave
on
a dollar on it. All right, what's your next one?
My next idea?
Yeah, or anything?
Am I doing all this for free?
You could just pick two random words.
I feel like I'm sort of like selling my ideas for free, which is like kind of a weird feeling.
No, we're offering money for them, just not a lot.
Right.
Okay, I actually just got an idea randomly.
yeah, what's the idea?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
is it an armrest?
So it's
that
called
doesn't
a chair.
Fucking,
it's called a chair.
Break?
And it functions. Well, the thing is that I've broken every chair on our show that I've ever sat in.
Ow.
And everyone calls me lard ass, big guy, big ass.
My God, you guys' show sounds so fun.
We went all the way to Italy to record a fucking episode, which is not the title of the thing. It's actually a sentence I'm just saying right now. And I sat in a chair and immediately broke it.
In Italy?
In a new country.
How hard do you sit down when you sit in chairs?
See, I respect you saying that because you understand velocity is part of the equation.
Yeah,
and you understand that it's not just my sheer mass.
Yeah, it's not just the like huge amount of weight.
It's how fast your ass is.
How fast it's going. Cheap.
They should call you fast ass.
They shouldn't. No, they should just call me my name. I sit down pretty quick. I know what it is. I think I am so lazy that when I sit, I don't even use my
legs.
It's
just like dead weight.
Oh, it just
I allow life to take me down.
Does your your butt weighs too much? Your legs can't hold it up. And then it's
the
like,
pressure feels good on his ass.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, cool. I get to collapse now. That's what a chair is in my life. I just like, don't have to walk anymore.
So when you say break,
I break it.
You mean like complete?
So we have these like all of our chairs on our show are like vintage, like found in a junkyard, old lawn chairs,
right?
So the metal is like really weak at this point. So
people
I sat down.
Less back
the metal just snapped in half like multiple times.
You got skewered by it yet?
We got them welded, fixed. Because I don't ever want to change our chairs. I like them so much.
You bought old crappy chairs that are falling apart.
Right.
And then you paid a welder to come in and put them back together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I respect that.
I understand.
I thought you guys.
Yeah.
I do.
No, I'm sorry. You tell me what you would do.
Yeah, well,
I would leave it like this. I would leave it like this.
You can see the solution right here. It gets left like that.
Some gaffer tape.
And it didn't work.
You tried fixing it.
I put a screw in.
You tried fixing it.
It broke in a different place.
We're makers, not fixers.
The second time.
That's so cool. I just wish you guys were my friends. Life would be so much cooler.
Reinforce it with this arm, but I can't get it off the wall.
Yeah, that's screwed in.
I mean, I could, but I.
So you got like a set designer for this?
No, we did it.
Can you tell? Can you? I know it looks really, really designed, but we actually did not hire anyone.
We
to
made.
Think of this.
I made the walls.
Oh, I love the Goatsy Danger open hole.
There you go.
That was one of the only brain blasts I've ever had in
my life.
That's
amazing. Oh, you made that?
It was in Japan. Yeah, and I was just like, I had this like, what about we were thinking about, like danger signs, and I was like, what if it's like danger open hole, and it was just like something. There was just things connecting in my brain.
Yeah,
and it was that.
That's awesome. Ludwig bought an esports team. And on an older episode, we pitched him the idea of calling it.
We should get one of those.
Goats esports.
That's what's holding us back.
Goats
we don't
esports.
Have an esports.
Dude, that is so good. That's good on so many.
And
levels.
The team logo would be a goat, and it's like ripping its like chest open like Superman.
Nice. Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Did that actually happen?
No.
Okay. Can we do that?
He called it Moist Muggles.
That's not fun.
Don't you guys are starting to understand.
Why doesn't he listen to you?
You guys are starting to understand why I need new friends.
Yeah. What is this?
And a new 100%, podcast.
We'll do 100%. We'll do it.
There's something wrong with me, and I would immediately have chosen that name. Man. I would have said, yes, that's the name. I would have signed legally binding contracts, and it would have been
It sells itself.
I am now the new owner of Safety Third Podcast.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I will follow you to the end of the
year. How much money do we owe you?
I'll just take a room here, if that's true.
Yeah, there's actually no money. Somehow it all got spent on a trip we're taking to New Zealand pretty soon.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, it's not even because we splurged on first class. No. We're literally taking like regular economy and it's just gone.
Oh, God. There's like people
no,
there.
I mean, you'd think that like oh, we spent all of our money on travel. You'd think it would be cool. Like, oh, well, it's because we got the first class tickets in the hotel.
Have you looked how much first class tickets cost?
It's not double the price. It's not triple.
Yeah.
They're
it's 10X.
Actually
it's
like
10X.
10 times the price.
Yeah.
It's actually
30 grand.
Insane. Why would you ever pay that? Unless you, like, how much money do you have to pay for a first class ticket like that? Like, that's crazy.
I've done it before.
You buy it?
I've done it before.
For what?
We went on we recorded the podcast in, it was either Italy or Australia.
Did the podcast pay for it, though?
Yeah.
That's different.
That's my money.
Yeah. Fuck.
Well, yeah, it's kind still, because technically if we hadn't
if
paid
it's
for
in
the
that
New Zealand,
bank account
yeah,
or
would
mine,
have
it's still my money.
You just get
the
less.
Money and the thing.
Like, all four of us own the company.
Mm.
So if it's a fourth of my money.
We don't make any money for paying us to even be a prom. We just spend it all.
Technically, Buddy's supposed to get paid, and I don't think he's even been paid.
Because we spent all the money on New Zealand.
That was a barter, right?
Yeah.
The idea was we were going to hire Buddy so that we would have more of these come out so that we could afford to pay ourselves.
Mm.
And then we, instead of paying Buddy or any of us, we spent all the money on New Zealand.
Would you work for a month for a free trip to New Zealand?
No.
Why are you laughing at the audio?
No. Wait,
no,
just in general. Oh, my God.
No, my battery
and
my mic died. Getting me more batteries.
Aren't you guys like rich YouTubers?
No.
What?
No.
You have like 8 tractors.
They're the shittiest old tractors you can buy on Facebook.
Yeah, it's like, my yachts. Yeah, they're old.
All his assets are tied up in tractors.
Yeah.
I don't have any liquid money.
What
now,
I do, I go on Facebook
liquid
Marketplace
cash.
And I offer them like half of what they're asking.
Right.
And 90% of the time they say no.
Okay, right, because it's a bad deal.
But sometimes they say yes.
Okay, cool.
And that's how I buy.
So you're a businessman.
Yeah, I'm a businessman, and I buy shit that's broken.
Buddy,
and then
can I get that gaff tape? I'm gonna fix this chair.
The thing no way.
It's I can't. It's actually impossible.
There's a screw in there. There's wood glue.
We
tried everything.
Dude, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna rip the bone off the wall.
Oh my God, things are happening. Things are moving. This is incredible.
Wait, I found something to fix it.
Like life-changing situation going on right now, right here.
Oh, dude,
what do we have? What do you got in the back?
It's finally coming.
Oh, you're gonna reinforce it. You're gonna make a composite material
with a
3D printer. Wow, that's gonna be pretty strong. That's part of a 3D printer. And then, there we go. We're gonna get some of these steel rods. That's
ripping
this
3D
steel
printer apart like a freaking squirrel getting shredded.
And
by
then
a
it's gonna be you're gonna do like a splint kind of a situation.
I'm just gonna do it for you.
Well, you do yours, and then we'll reinforce it.
Oh
once,
my God!
Yeah, yeah. So
do it on the bottom.
Be actually, now the strongest
part
bottom.
Of
this
it's
chair.
Gonna, it's gonna hurt your elbow.
Oh, you're so true.
Wow. Everyone here is a goddamn genius.
This is incredible.
Except Alan. Alan hasn't contributed
anything.
I am
not doing shit. All I'm doing is watching and talking about this because some people don't watch this. They listen to it. So right now,
Alan's like the fifth guy on a Caltrans team just watching them dig the hole.
It's worth every penny. They are taping a metal rod.
Yeah, good job digging, boys. Oh, you're so sweaty and hot.
On this chair arm right now, and it's never going to break. Never, ever again. Guess
Alan,
it's literally steel.
So this is what we call the foundation.
Alan,
a little bit about engineering. So this is called the foundation.
Oh, yes, the foundation.
And we're gonna go in. We're gonna build the structure now.
Yeah.
Very good. Very
strong foundation is.
Alan, I have never seen a stronger foundation before.
No,
these boys are going
either.
At it.
Yeah, this is incredible.
I actually. This
all right,
is,
he's ripping off another piece of tape right now. Another piece of tape about 24 inches long. This is gaff tape. It's expensive. That piece of gaff tape alone is probably about 55 cents.
Gaff tape.
You spent
but it's
on
still,
first
I think it's money well spent, Kevin. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Right, you are, Alan. This is looking very good. Look at how he overlaps those consecutive layers.
Oh.
Like,
what? There wasn't that you got to do more
did
tape
you break
on the back
it?
Side. No, it's close. We're close.
You, it came off the thing.
It's wrapped up too. like Mike Tyson before a big fight.
Yeah. Okay, so I see that the arm rest is in one piece, but this, now it's,
you know, I think
it's flexible.
It's very flexible.
Yeah.
Get the tape through here because you're so close to me.
I'm sure Nick, as a scientist, would call that.
Oh, he's a fellow scientist.
Yeah, he would refer to that as as a compliant mechanism.
Fellow scientist. Yeah. There's molecules that are happening, which is part of this.
There definitely are.
And many findings and various hypotheses.
Yeah, some peer reviews
the
going on.
Here in the room with
some, what are the journals say about the chair?
You know, they say it's inconclusive.
Wait.
Nice!
Oh my god.
Fixed it. Look at that. Hardened steel 3D printing rod. Keeping that printer that somebody sent me 4 years ago would come in handy one day. Thank you so much for sending me that 3D printer. It's now part of this $50 Amazon chair.
It's actually fixed. That works.
You guys do all the events that, like, the Ludwig slap thing?
Yeah, so it's kind of a confusing operation on the outside, but there's three companies.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mogul Moves, which is Ludwig's company. It handles like Ludwig affairs and YouTube videos and stuff. The company he started to try to become like a bigger online creator.
Mm-hmm.
There's Yardwork, which is the company that owns the yard.
That's a fun name.
We do all cute landscapers or employees and stuff. Yeah. It's all cute. And then Off-Brand, which is Ludwig and a few of his friends' side venture that has now become his main venture, which is the events company for YouTubers and streamers.
Mm-hmm.
So
my competition.
yeah, your competition, which as an inside man,
right,
who's getting a lot of intel,
yeah.
You're a step ahead, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is Off-Brand. This is our
wow.
So is this like who did the chess boxing thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I was there.
We did chess
great.
Boxing.
Before
we did
all dead. Huh.
So there was this, I don't know if you guys into esports at all?
No.
I would be if there was, I was going to say, like, I could be into esports if there was a team that I felt like I'm.
There used to be a company called Beyond the Summit that did esports events called the Summits. And it used to run out of a house.
Yeah.
And basically they would take like the 16 best gamers of a certain esport, invite them all to this house and do like an invite only tournament. And it got a lot of popular in like originally in like Dota and Counter-Strike and then eventually did a bunch of other games. I used to work there. And so did Slime, who's on our show. And the company ended up later, like last year, going under after like 10 years. And then Off-Brand now is that team.
Okay.
So that team like joined
Ludwig.
So kind
of swooped in.
Yeah, it kind of swooped in and was like, hey, don't go yet.
Right.
One last hurrah.
Yeah, we can make this work. We know how to do it.
So all of
Androids was so good.
Yeah, what stuff have they done recently? I went to
the dodgeball tournament.
Okay.
We did. I don't. Maybe I
the
should.
Chess boxing.
We did Ludwig Tark Valorant Invitational.
You can say seven. Just say not to.
Did you see Doug Doug's thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Doug Doug like randomizer event. It's a
lot of production work to do, like,
and then we handle a lot of like the pre-recorded stuff too. So like, if you saw like the Ludwig Marvel thing,
right,
like the Ludwig hacker thing, that was
so awesome. Okay. You ever consider doing like a live kind of convention, but for maker YouTubers and like, you know, some people in sort of the science building space, engineering sort of a thing?
Like a handsome Mark Rober.
That sounds kind of nerdy. I think we probably passed.
Oh god.
Yeah, no one's gonna be interested in that.
Have you guys thought of a? I'm gonna enhance your whole event. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Girls get in free.
Interesting.
Yeah,
there would be
literally no change in the
demo.
It's like no.
Okay. Wait. What about girls get a $50 food and drink ticket if they come in? It's free and they get $50 worth of free food and drink.
It's so weird. All the women are afraid to come now.
Yeah.
It was neutral before, and now they're
like. Absolutely not.
We're surveying a lot of fear among women.
Before they didn't know about it. Now they're actively avoiding it.
Do we need to up the coupon more? $200 of free drinks if you're a woman.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is. It does swing heavily male.
No, but that's cool.
I mean, that couldn't be our fault. Like, we're not purposefully doing that.
Do you know what the demographics are? Because I think it was probably pretty good.
It was
better. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was
like 80-20?
Yeah. I have no idea what the actual breakdown was, but yeah, no, it was. I can't imagine doing multiple events because just the one is like bad.
Like, it's stressful. Yeah. Right now we're I think I can talk about it. We're developing a game show right now. That's like a pretty enormous project.
Yeah.
It's like a season long. So a lot of my time right now is being spent there. Cause like my background is like video stuff, like directing and stuff. So I usually am most involved in pre-recorded elements of events. So like for chess boxing, there was interviews with like every fighter. That was like me. So like not like only me, but like that's like the stuff that I would be responsible for like handling. Yeah, those were shot. I don't even know if anyone remembers these, but they played on the screen at the event. We shot them in the hotel room at the event. That was like the size of the whole hotel room was like the size of a closet.
Like this.
Yeah, and all of our gear had to fit in there. It was 13 floors up. And we had to turn around 16 interviews the night before because we didn't have the people from the fight until that day.
Oh, right.
There were 16 interviews turned around overnight.
It's hard to wrangle YouTubers and streamers.
It's the single worst thing.
Who's harder to wrangle, streamers or YouTubers?
Streamers.
Yeah. I believe
that. Streamers,
I don't know have, like, why no that feels time. Right, but it feels right.
This is my breakdown. YouTubers are people who had an idea and wanted to show people.
Yeah.
Streamers are people who did not want to have a job
Yeah.
and got really lucky.
Yeah.
And whether or not they have talent, I don't give a shit. All of them are in the category of like, I just didn't want to have a job and I turned my camera on and maybe I was in the right Among Us place in the right time and here I am.
Okay.
So working with them, so some of them are amazing and some of them are just like still children.
Wow.
And,
so they think that whole strategy of just like not wanting to do anything works great for them. Because
it literally does because streaming is really interesting. Your time converts directly to money. Like when you go live, you are making money. When you don't go live, you are no longer making money. Like a YouTuber is different, right? Your time in has leverage. Like you make a video that continues
it makes
on,
no money,
and then you work on something else.
No money.
Yeah, then you get DMCA, then you kill yourself.
Exactly. No, that's the pipeline. Yep.
For streamers, it's like, and they've been coded. One, they have like a dopamine deficiency. Like they're just like, I have to.
There's
be
something wrong
and,
with
and
every
live.
Streamer I've ever met.
But two, like. In their head, if they feel like if they aren't live, they're wasting time.
They're dead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why would I go do this thing if I could just be live?
Yeah, because they could always be making, like, that's the most profitable thing for them, right? Is just to, like, keep streaming.
And they're afraid of, like, well, if I don't stream for a day, if my
then they fall off.
Yeah, someone else is going to come in. Like, I got to go. And, dude, that mentality is, like, it's so bad.
It's crazy.
I've seen the effects on it on, like, certain people that I've met where I'm like, holy, you need, like, a trip.
Yeah.
For a year.
A drastic intervention.
Yeah.
It's
hard.
You guys are all like, I do not consider myself a YouTuber in any classical sense, even if like I have a show on the internet. You guys are like, in my head, you're YouTubers.
Yeah. I think we're pretty classic.
A lot of the times we are YouTubers. Yeah.
Do you stream ever? No.
You're kind of a weird case. There's not a whole lot of
I show up for the show and don't
Like, so you're basically, you kind of like came out of Ludwig. Like, he's sort of your mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just birthed.
Yeah. Right.
It was kind of like a seahorse birth.
You guys
at a
knew
young
each
age
other.
Of 20 years old.
Yeah. You knew each other before.
I knew him before he was streaming or doing YouTube or anything. Yeah.
And it was like all like film stuff, right?
No, we met through playing Super Smash Brothers Melee for
the
Nintendo GameCube.
Who do you main?
I
main
Falco. On the GameCube. Ooh,
okay. On the GameCube, yeah.
Was this like network? No, this was like friends, like in middle school or something.
No, we both went to tournaments.
Okay, tournaments.
So we both competed in Super Smash Brothers.
Wow.
And the story goes that there was a tournament in Southern California at my college, when I was in college, called the Bigger Balk. It was called that because there used to be a tournament called The Balcony, which was at like a house like this, actually.
Yeah.
Looks exactly like this.
Kind of shitty. And
like, I like to tell people the only thing you need to know is that their decorations on the walls were the boxes of Burger King chicken fries. After they finished them,
nice.
They would staple them to the wall.
We should do that. That would fit right in.
That was all their decorations.
Well, they need to pay us, but we could totally do that if they paid us.
I mean, we actually
we
had real mice at one point.
You probably find some back here.
Yeah,
if you go
at one point.
I got rid of all the food because there was rats.
But they so the rats
dude,
left.
So
I was like,
you have so much money. Probably
no. No.
No one who's broke goes, we should make an event.
That's where all the money went.
Okay, yeah, after. And so for this event, we used to call our old house we lived in the piss and shit house. Right. And it was just like a...
The big house?
No. Way before that.
Okay.
This is before Ludwig was streaming, before
okay.
I knew him.
Okay.
And
when it might actually have been a piss and shit house.
Yeah. Our downstairs toilet didn't work, but everyone would come over and use it.
Oh.
Because they never read the sign that said, do not piss or shit.
Dude, you got like saran wrap the toilet.
Yeah. Point. Well, we were in college. We were lazy. This house famously once, my friend who was living there, he was like, he's from Australia, and he comes in, and he's like, in his accent, he's like, so your wall's hot. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you touch it, and it burns your hand, hot. And I'm like, what does that mean? Yeah. So I go over, I touch the wall, I'm like, you know,
it's hot.
Yeah, it was a hot wall. And so I put my ear up to it, and I hear,
oh.
And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's water or fire.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we need to hit this wall with a hammer and find out what's behind there.
Yes, dude, you are a scientist.
Yeah. So we break it open, and our hot water pipe from the street burst and was just dumping into our house.
And the wall was
the
just
wall was
hot,
containing
filling
it?
With hot water.
The wall was not wet yet, but it was burning hot from the heat of like the hottest water.
Wow.
So we call our landlord, who at the time lived in China. And never ever helped with our home, and we said,
well,
"Hey,
yeah,
we said, hey, the wall's hot. You got anything for that?" And he was just like, "Ah, like I'll see what I can do." So the next day, he sends the city to shut our water off.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
And at the time,
solution.
we were having a bunch of people in town for the Smash tournament that was in town. So we had 9 boys, one house, no water.
The piss and shit
that
house.
Sounds like a reality TV
for
show
free?
Pitch on Fox. From
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For 3 full
9
days.
9 boys. No
one,
water.
No toilet.
One house.
Lots of poop.
One job.
You won't believe where they decided to shit.
Just your average Smash Bros. Tournament, honestly.
Yeah. And so we had no water. And so...
not that they would have showered anyways.
So my buddy, Nick, who is actually fast forward to now Ludwig's assistant, was like, hey, can I come to town and stay at your house for this event? And can I bring my friends? And we were like, sure. And one of his friends he brought was Ludwig. And we all went to this event together, and have you played Mafia before?
Yeah.
So the first day I ever met Ludwig, we played a game of Mafia, and you know when you all put your heads down at nighttime, and then the moderator will say, like, all right, if you are the medic, look at me, and you'll look up. So Ludwig had a bit where he would drop his pants and spread his ass cheeks in the
a
night
bit.
In the night, so that whoever the nurse was would be like, oh, and then he would know who the nurse is, and then he would kill the nurse. And so I wake up in the night, and I look, you know, right into the eye of Sauron,
right?
And I instantly knew me and this guy are gonna get along.
Beautiful story of friendship.
And so, fast forward a little bit, not to make the story long, but fast forward a little bit more. He goes, like, his big dream was he wanted to come to LA and be a late night talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came to LA.
And he started that by showing people.
He came to LA and instead worked at a vape company. And then we were working at the events company, me and Slime working at the events company I was talking about. And then we were like, hey, what if we all moved in together? We have like weirdly similar kind of goals.
Right.
And then he got fired from the vape company while we lived together. And he was like,
for doing what?
He was just the company just like, I think, went to shit or something.
Okay.
And then he was just like, I think I'm going to try to be a streamer. And we were like,
whoa,
are you going to pay rent next month?
And then, I like, this is how you know that people who stream do it because they just don't want to work.
Yeah. And my whole life opinion was formed right there. Yeah. And then, you know, we got a house together. We started living together. We also flooded that house.
In a different new way?
Yeah, yeah. Our laundry machine broke. But our laundry machine was the first story. We all lived on the second story.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day we went downstairs and the whole house was a foot high of water. The whole
That's
bottom
bad.
Story. And we... we shoveled Canada? All of it out of the house, and then we moved, and then we never told the landlord.
Whoa.
When Michael and I were living together, the house was kind of unmaintained as well. Like, it was a nice house, but they just there was a bunch of old crap, and the landlord sucked. But I think the owner died. And so it got handed to the estate, whoever was managing the estate, and they did nothing. And so, like, it had a washer and dryer upstairs and downstairs. Like, it was a pretty, because there were, like, four of us.
Yeah, PlayStation and Xbox.
I know. And it also was not in LA, so it was a little bit cheaper.
Okay. You like that. I'm learning.
Yeah. LA's too expensive. You're into that. And the washer downstairs was, like, had to be, like, 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like a repair guy came because it was broken. He was like, you got to get a new board for it, but it's so old you can't get them, blah, blah, blah. And he had like moved it a little bit, and moving it had like shifted, you know, just put a little bit of different pressure on the pipes. And the pipes were like so corroded that him doing that caused a leak. And like we had had so many problems trying to get stuff fixed in the past that I was just like, I don't care. So I just called him. I said there's a leak, and then we just left the water on so we could keep using it.
I mean, if you let them know, if you told them, that's on them.
Yeah.
And so we let the water was just on for like, you know, six more hours, and it completely flooded one of the downstairs.
You're a maker YouTuber until you're not.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, this is what happens when you don't have there's no sense of urgency. And I had just bought the Model 3, as I think Michael had bought his too at that point. No, I had bought mine. So, you know, the power bill is going to go up, and it was at the same time. Yeah. And so when the renovation company came in to dry everything, they have all the blowers running.
Right.
And the power bill is like, of course, you know, like several $100. And it's definitely because of the car, not because of the blowers. But I was like, hey, the power bill is really high this month. I'm going to deduct it off the rent.
That's so clutch.
It's like my first month of electricity for the car paid for.
You're by so. That's just a classic grift. That's just like grift 101.
Proud of that.
Yeah. Fuck landlords. Like, fuck cops.
Yeah. That's nice. Basically.
That's awesome. They probably deserved it.
They did deserve it. That was like, I think there were two or three water incidents. One, it was like, it was raining a bunch and water was getting in the house. Then there was that one. Fucked up. Fuck those people.
Man. But you know, the streamers thing, not wanting to work. I think that if like anything ever happened to my YouTube channel,
would you stream?
Stream.
No.
First thing I would do.
No,
you
would not stream.
Bullshit.
Cabin.
You couldn't.
Well, I mean, get a real job?
You could do
I dropped out of college
you
to do YouTube.
Like
I have
the
no
radio
skills.
Covers. You could steal the.
What
do
you guys
have?
Yeah, you could take the catalytic converters out from under Priuses.
Yeah, you could steal copper out of people's walls.
Actually, yeah, anything
you know how
else
to do that.
Okay.
You've got
Wait, maybe
good
I could
skills.
Do that. Could I rent your Sawzall? I'll give you like a quarter of a catalytic converter every day.
Yeah, that's
quarter.
I think that's
what's all your highest credentials like not like your YouTube plaque, but like your if you had to go get a real job. What is your highest credential you have?
Like formal education or
what
like I would tell them?
Like
disappointingly
either
high,
like formal education or like a certificate of some kind or like achievement in the past or like what is your most
I would say I used to have a very successful YouTube channel.
I got a 35 on the ACT.
Is that good?
That's pretty good. The highest you can get is a 36.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
35.
Well, wow,
that's
so great.
How did you cheat?
Well, room for improvement then.
So here's how I cheated. I read a bunch of information that I like remembered, then some of that information was used on the test.
You know you're not allowed to do that, right?
And because I remembered it, I was able to write that information back down.
That is literally the definition of cheating.
From when I read it previously.
That is actually cheating.
Yeah, why didn't you just...
That's
how
I got it. That's how all the other kids, they didn't look up shit and their scores were bad.
So you're saying that you knew all the answers already?
Yeah, because I had looked at them like in the weeks leading up to it.
How do you live with yourself?
And I remembered what the answers were.
You're excited for hell?
Yeah, I am, yes. Cool. I think it's better company.
Nice.
What's the statute of limitations on cheating on your
God,
your
I hope it's more than however many years it's been.
I
what's
don't...
What's the statute of liberty got to do with this?
I think she's got the Second Amendment. That's the one where we get the guns.
No,
that's where she
what's
comes
What's the first
play.
One?
I think it's you can't lie.
What's the third one?
You can't cheat. And you can't steal.
We were at we went to Hank Green's comedy show after he was on the podcast, and we were filming, and the security guard comes up to us and he's like, you can't film here, it's private property. And then Buddy was like, well, what do you say, the First Amendment? What's the first best of free speech, right? What's the first one?
Yeah.
I think it's free speech. The first that's not amendment, that's like the first thing, right? That's in the
Bill
Constitution.
Bill of Rights?
Bill of Rights. Yeah, okay. That's the one. Oh my God, we're Googling it. Fuck. Okay.
This I think is it's a learning lesson for everybody.
I think it's the first one in the Bill of Rights, which is like the commandments for the U.S.
What's the Ten Commandments? Congress,
no, that's an amendment. It wasn't an amendment. That was like the first one. The Bill of Rights was the first thing. And then they added amendments to
the
it.
The first one was no free speech. And they were like, we should change that.
Yeah, let's amend that one. And then the guy, let's try free speech this time.
The guy's like, oh, you know, free, it's not, I don't have any control of private property. And then we're like, well, I mean, what do you think about the Second Amendment? And then he was like, no comment. And we're like, what about the Third Amendment?
No, you're still Googling amendment. It's called Bill of Rights.
Well, I think it's
the Second Amendment. What's the fucking amendment, dude? Does it matter even? Nobody even knows what the other ones are.
The fourth one is search and seizure. The fifth one, eighth.
It's still First Amendment. It's all this. It protects freedom of speech. Oh, I guess that is the First Amendment.
Yeah. What's the Third Amendment?
I don't know.
Does anyone have any idea what the Third Amendment is?
No.
Why does no one give a shit about anything after two?
Let's see. All right, we have to guess. Covet your wife.
The right to arm bears.
Yeah.
No soldiers.
Oh, quartering soldiers. Oh,
I thought that was the,
that's why.
I thought that was the fifth one.
People don't do that anymore.
Fifth one is how the fuck I live in my house.
Oh, I plead the fifth.
Tell me that, Google. How
what
do
about
I
plead
house?
The
how
sixth?
Am I a soldier?
What did I just invoke
by pleading
the sixth?
Are we
doing the talking thing with
everybody? The sixth of... it just happens when
right
it happens.
Fair trial.
This is still
trial by jury.
Whatever it is.
I got this. If you guys could add an amendment,
okay.
What would it be?
The right to dual wield.
Oh, okay. So it's like to cover to like double
wait,
second
the
amendment.
Right to drive any speed I want.
Do you think the right to bear arms doesn't include dual wielding?
I didn't think
just
that.
To be
I'm
safe,
stupid.
Just
I don't know anything
safe.
Other than I like the Second Amendment. I'm really dumb.
Okay. I think it's very clear.
I'd put another Second Amendment in.
I would put a
just
second,
to make it more clear.
The Second Squared Amendment.
Yeah. 2A.
Also, you could
what
bear
part
arms
of shall
twice.
Not be infringed did I you think I meant?
You have two bear arm slots.
Amendment every Thursday everyone gets a free ice cream cone from McDonald's.
Cool. All right. So it's like if I was asking you when you were a child, it's kind of what you might say.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wait.
My amendment is all clouds look like Batman.
Oh, that's a good one. Because then everyone would have to. That like hold up in court and shit. Mm-hmm. I would probably do like an electoral college thing. I don't know what's better. I would do whatever's better than the electoral college.
I vote universal basic
income.
UBI.
Dude, that's boring.
I will.
Oh, buddy. Poor buddy.
How many amendments are there?
40.
What's the next one?
Wow. You realize that, like, if any one of us had to take a citizenship test, 27. We fail?
Oh, yeah. I don't deserve this.
I think you were right.
The 27 amendment. The 28th
so the
28th
amendment
is
would be...
Buddy gets paid to be producer instead of not getting paid anything to be the producer.
They should make the evil Bill of Rights.
Ooh.
It's just all the opposite.
I've got
the
anti-rights.
I want
the bill reverse rights.
I want to add two.
The
I
bill
got
of
two
wrongs.
Amendments. Number one, everybody gets a get out of jail free card when they're born. It's a part of their social security.
Oh yeah, everyone
card.
Gets one murder. How about that?
It's like
one
anything. Look, women can't vote, but no one has a gun.
Right. Oh wait, that's an amendment, right?
Yeah, suffrage, right?
That's, why did you search North Korea?
Is that 13th?
Do you think? All right, wait.
13th Amendment. Test me.
If you were a woman, would you trade the right to vote for the right to kill one person scot-free in your life?
Slavery.
I don't feel qualified to answer that question.
Did women get the right to vote before slaves got their freedom?
13th Amendment. Either, oh, 13th Amendment
or
slavery.
I think so.
Yeah,
no,
like
they didn't,
Abraham
I don't
Lincoln
think.
One, right?
Wait, is it?
They
wait,
were 17th, is it, I think.
Dude, everyone's going to think we're stupid
or
for not knowing this, but this is way too many 19th. Rules to remember.
19th Amendment was women's
suffrage. It was a teenth.
What's the 26th Amendment?
That's very vague, though. That could be anywhere from 13 to
no one's 19. Ever read that far.
I know. I didn't even know there was 26. The right of the United Citizens who are 18
years of age. The voting age of 18.
Thou shalt dig 13 down for diamond.
Because that was literally like the fucking Vietnam War was because you couldn't vote until you were 21, but you could be drafted when you're 18.
I would change. I would, my 27. That. Wait, it was 27 amendments or 26?
27.
So the 28th for me would be I would change these right to vote to I don't know, like 3 years old.
57.
I would change the draft age, voting age, drinking age, smoking age down to 3 years.
12.
Old.
Oh, 3 years.
Yeah. Less regulation.
Yeah.
You know, I say clean slate.
What is this?
Start from
we
scratch.
Make the election a slam dunk contest.
Right.
Instead.
Yeah.
No actually, law varying the compensation for the services of the senators
old
and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened.
What
What does that mean?
No, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Maybe if I read it again, we'll figure it
this
out.
This is no about them giving themselves raises.
Compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect.
Oh, so no law can change how much senators and representatives get paid
in their current
until
term.
Until an election shall have intervened. Is that
like,
just to freeze their pay? Like,
is
we
this
can't,
a scam?
Oh, like you can't lower our pay while we're still in office,
or you
of
can't
thing?
Raise your own pay during that.
Oh, here,
session.
Any law that increases or decreases the salary of members of Congress may only take effect after the next election. Yeah, so it's like you can't lower our salaries while we're in office.
They snuck that one
next
in.
Time.
That's an amendment.
Well, because we don't know about it, so yeah,
there's
they snuck that one
there's
in.
There's no way the American people were like. They're like, and no more slavery. It was like, yeah.
Also,
yeah. Like, also senators and their pay.
just us. Just the senators, though. Not like any other job.
Greg the senator stands up. Yeah.
1789?
Great year.
Wait,
is that
no.
The last one?
That can't be right. No. That
What
that
was the
25th
Amendment?
That couldn't be. Because the
you're going to learn today,
26th
chat.
Amendment was very recent.
You're about to learn some history.
The 27th Amendment feels like something that would have happened recently.
When your ACT question comes around, what is the 25th Amendment?
1992.
I love all the ones that are
It was proposed in 1789 and ratified in 1992.
Damn.
Oh,
what are we
fuck.
Doing? That's like 200
they had
years.
To think about it.
It took 203 years. At least they waited.
Is there like an actual reason that we just don't understand? Like,
I think they were just sitting on it. They were like, oh, this sounds really good, but let's wait 200 years before we do it because it's pretty sleazy.
Is it like just trying to make sure that you can't like bork people before something? I mean, that would make sense. Like you're trying to put pressure on people.
But I think it's literally just so that like their pay throughout their term is like secured. Like you couldn't like do a kind of reverse Uno halfway through or something.
That I feel like could make sense.
There might have been some kind of scandals like the year before where like senators were voting to raise their pay. Like, yeah, let's vote to raise their pay. Okay, sign it into law. Done.
Do they ever vote to
and then it's like
pay?
An infinite money glitch, really. So somebody had to stop that.
Wait, who was in 92? Was that Bush or Clinton by then?
Bush.
I don't remember.
I was not born.
That was
oh my
that
God.
Was still that was Clinton.
Fuck.
Because so, Bush was 2000.
My knowledge starts in 1996.
Whoa. My knowledge starts way later than that.
Wait, do you,
Wait,
what do you remember about 9/11?
Pooping my pants.
A lot of people have that memory on 9/11.
I cannot believe they made us go to school.
I remember.
Wait, they made you go to school?
Yeah.
I was in school and they didn't let us go home.
What?
Yeah, because I was
That's
on
the
East
opposite.
Coast.
They forced you to go to school.
I think my school, we went home a little earlier than normal. Everyone was really happy about that.
I remember thinking Mark Wahlberg would have fucking stopped this.
Marky Mark!
Him or Seth MacFarlane. Those are the two people, right?
Liam Neeson?
They were supposed to be on the flight.
They were actually?
Oh! Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, Seth MacFarlane would have busted out his Family Guy voice and the whole
Mark
thing
Wahlberg
would have ended.
Famously said, I could have prevented this.
Really?
I
This is... You're...
Mark Wahlberg,
if he has the balls to say that, he has the balls to stop a team
this
of hijackers.
This is fucking true.
Didn't
I'm not making this
Mark Wahlberg also told everyone to invest in crypto too, though. So
yeah, Mark Wahlberg, you know about his sleep schedule?
No,
it's so fun not being on my podcast. Wait,
tell us about
because
Mark
they know
Wahlberg
all of it.
Tell us about
this.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm so uninvested
look,
in Mark Wahlberg.
Fortunately for the terrorist, he took a different flight a week earlier and wasn't able to prevent the 9/11 attacks. Mark Wahlberg wakes up every day.
I like his plural. Like him stopping one of the planes.
Can you look up Mark Wahlberg's sleep
he
schedule?
He would have stopped all of them.
So,
because he would have hijacked one of the planes that he was on and then used it to crash into the other
the
plane.
The only way Mark Wahlberg could have stopped 9/11 is with a team of like
is with his own
9/11. Special effects artists.
Mark Wahlberg, so he actually, he's said to wake up before this too. But goes to bed at 8, wakes up at 4.
Is
4
he like, you know who else has that sleep schedule? My 94-year-old grandpa.
He said in a TikTok that he wakes up at 2 a.m. sometimes.
Why?
He makes TikToks about staying blessed up.
That's
Mark Wahlberg
that's
makes
diagnosable.
TikToks.
Being that's up. A medical condition.
He makes TikToks.
Yeah.
Does he try to convince people that 1 plus 1 or 0 plus 0 equals 1 too? Like that's
I think he does a lot of trying to reverse you know, if you go to his, you ever looked at the controversy section.
Is he crazy? Is he kind of crazy?
He has multiple hate crimes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've heard about those.
I think he's trying to get all of us to like be like, but like watch the other guys.
Yeah, he like blinded some like Asian shopkeeper at some point.
He said slurs to a Vietnamese man. I think assaulted him too.
Yeah.
He's religious too.
Yeah, among among that.
I didn't
I'm
know
not
that.
Racist, I'm religious.
I have valid points.
Yeah.
So my parents are from Dorchester, where the Wahlbergs are from.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The school together.
They could have stopped 9/11.
Yeah, they definitely could have.
The Wahlbergs were pieces of shit.
The Wahlbergs are pieces of shit.
Yeah, my dad got beat up by Donnie Wahlberg.
Hell of a
Whoa.
Fucking hell
was
of
your,
burger,
was your
though.
Dad a terrorist Whoa. In 9/11?
No, because he got his ass kicked by a Wahlberg.
Dude, we need to get some retribution.
Wait, so the
some
Wahlbergs,
reparations from Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Which, is he the first
beat
famous
the shit
Wahlberg?
Out of the Wahlbergs.
I mean, there's like five or seven Wahlbergs.
Are they, but who's like, are they successful before this or are they just Wahlbergs before this? They're all actors. Are you sure when your dad got his ass kicked, they weren't just pretending to kick his ass?
God, I mean, I wish I was a Wahlberg.
I know.
I have to,
be to be a fly on the people? On the Wahlberg.
On the Wahlberg. To be a fly on the Wahlberg.
Wow.
That guy looks like he would.
He is
would
so much
somebody.
Less attractive.
He looks
than
like
his
if
brother.
You combined every Hollywood actor.
I know.
It's a heat map.
You put Mark Wahlberg in a time machine with a wallet. They got combined.
I didn't even. I actually didn't even know there was other Wahlbergs. I thought he just sort of appeared. Some sort of like crawled
have
out of
you
a swamp.
Ever dreamed this man?
How many Wahlberg? Nine siblings?
That's
six.
That's how
six
I know.
Six brothers
this
and three sisters.
That's how I know.
Oh, their eldest sister yeah, Debbie that's died yeah. in 2003. Holy fuck!
That's how you know their father was a truck
from, I never knew he
from
was
heartbreak
religious
after
though.
9/11.
A lot wow, of times yeah, because they could have stopped it. They could have prevented it.
This is our fault.
Mark, why did you do nothing?
Nine wow. Wahlbergs. I think nothing good comes from having like.
You ever been to a Wahlburgers?
I have
no.
Hell of a burger.
Is that actually there?
Yeah, it's a real. It's a Mark
yeah,
Wahlberg's burger.
Yeah, I've been there.
You guys know nothing of Wahlberg.
No,
I've
been intentionally
here.
Steered what away from Wahlberg.
Is, but is Mark Wahlberg circumcised?
I don't know that one.
Probably.
I would. That's the first thing I would ask him.
Are his balls?
First thing I would ask is.
Oh, Google that shit.
First thing I would ask is, are you circumcised? Second thing I would ask is, how specifically would you have stopped 9/11?
Right.
Yeah. And how? Are the two related somehow?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
There we go.
Do you understand
there
the men
go,
that
yeah.
did 9/11 were not Vietnamese?
Uncircumcised celebrities? Oh, Mark Wahlberg is intact, but pretends to look circ by keeping his short foreskin retracted.
I don't want. Right, no, don't click
real,
on that. Don't click on that. Don't click on that. Don't click on that. Don't click on that.
We're spreading.
That's
no, we're spreading misinformation and jerk off material
like
right
an email
now.
Address
yeah,
in the,
censor
in
it.
The
what? Ew! Just like that video. Kevin
What's
found the other day.
What is that website?
No. No.
I mean, who has a circumcision subdomain?
No.
Who doesn't?
At least it's not dot pizza.
If you Google something and there's under a million results on Google, bad. It's probably not worth knowing. It's
Tom,
probably a question not worth no, exploring further.
No one else is doing this. Do Google Trends.
I don't,
search
none
Mark
of these
Wahlberg
results are
yeah,
worth
do
clicking.
It.
None
yeah,
of these
trends.
Are good.
Tom
All
Segura
of these
on Mark Wahlberg, famous rappers, and his penis.
Yeah, but that's Tom Segura's penis. That's not Mark Wahlberg's penis.
Boo.
We have no interest in that,
man.
God, so
it's a beautiful.
When's the last time Mark Wahlberg did hate crimes? Was that just the one time, or
I think it was decades Fuck. Ago?
Any of his last 15 movies?
Is he still, does he still do Transformers? Or did they get somebody else?
I think he's done with that because the last one was new people, the Rise of the Beasts. There was new different people.
Oh,
they
you guys are in robots and stuff. That's like the coolest movie ever for you guys.
I've only seen half
you guys
of
just
it.
Dream of that, like oh fuck, robots that talk and move and kill.
Well, I was specifically
no.
really
yeah.
into.
I like killer robots. Those are kind of cool. I'm a fan.
I like the robots
though.
That turn into animals the most. That's
okay.
Beast Wars was my jam. I really like that.
You're like Pacific Rim. I'm trying to think of robot movies.
Johnny Five. Was that what is it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Yeah.
His name was
I
Johnny
like
Chappie.
His name was
Did
Johnny
you like Chappie.
Five.
What is that?
Chappie. It's like
I
a,
have
a,
not
a,
seen.
Yeah,
Chappie.
Is it Chappie? Right.
Yeah.
Buddy?
It's with the
robot?
Like the South African white
yeah,
trash
yeah.
music artist.
Yeah, Diane.
Kapopopia.
Is that a real dude?
Diane.
Yeah. Or Chappie Diane the robot.
That word is two people.
Yeah, it's
yeah, but are they real?
It's
yeah.
him and the
like.
The
do
girl.
Do they like take off their
Zed?
Like wigs and stuff
Zed?
At the end of the day?
And
or
then,
no, they're like that's how they.
That's
are.
Actually how they.
Yeah.
Are.
Yeah. I've heard they're pieces of shit.
Mm. I have too. I've heard that too. Actually,
they
I've
look
seen
like
there's videos
of
him like.
Why are
doing
we
hate
like?
Crimes?
I don't know.
I've never heard of this movie.
We're gonna get copyright flagged again.
Chappie, it was after like District 9, right? Wait,
yeah, made by the same guy, Neil Blomkamp.
Neil Blomkamp, yeah.
He used to follow me on Twitter and then he stopped. I was so happy that he
tweet?
Followed me.
What did you tweet?
I just didn't.
He tweeted Neil Blomkamp sucks ass.
Eat my you ass. You do suck. Release Oats Volume 2, please.
What?
Oats Studios, you know?
Oats Studio. Oh,
The little anthology series. This guy is my favorite director.
Do you know any other Mark Wahlberg facts? I like this. Deep dives into celebrities that are just sort of weird and never going to...
We had a huge Mark Wahlberg kick. Yeah. We were really into him. Yeah. We had a Jesse Eisenberg one, too.
Oh.
You ever seen Jesse Eisenberg's girlfriend and his mom at the same
time? No. Is it one and the same person? Have they ever been seen in the same room together?
I don't want to bring this all back up because we went here, but... They look shockingly similar.
Interesting.
But not the same.
Wait, what the fuck are you looking up, buddy?
Yeah, don't click that link.
That is no good.
Wife and mom is the Google. Mom, wife. And then pictures. images.
Okay. Oh, here it is on your pod.
That's literally
subreddit.
Us.
That's your subreddit.
Oh, that's my first result. God. Wow.
Wait,
which one is?
What am I looking at?
Whoa.
I don't really understand these pictures, and I don't like them at all.
I'm not.
Pinterest.
Ugh. I hate.
What are we looking
at?
Pinterest is a.
No, get out of Pinterest.
The internet. This is
I'd rather not know the answer and not be in Pinterest.
Interested engineers don't like Pinterest.
Pinterest is cancer.
It's like, why couldn't I just get the full size picture? How hard is that, Pinterest? Show it to me. Give me the full size picture. Give me the source. Where did you find it?
Anyway.
You know, it's familiar.
It's
alleged.
That's
safe.
Fine from our podcast.
Safe. We should not do tier lists.
Last one we did was a cancer tier list, so it really
that was mostly
is.
Hank, though. None of us were qualified.
You brought it up. You brought up the cancer tier list.
Yeah.
Yes. Hank
Green
ranked cancers.
Job. I thought it'd be a good idea, and it was. I think that we learned a lot about different cancers. I learned a lot, and I think the people listening to learned a lot. Unless Hank didn't know about some, we didn't know about a couple of them.
Yeah,
he didn't know about
I told you guys this off camera, but we just had him on our show, and I asked him, "Hey, you just did safety third, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "How was it?" And he thought for maybe a second, and he goes, "Dumb."
Yeah, which I mean, given the whole range of answers he could have given, dumb is pretty good.
Yeah,
I think dumb is
it's no evil,
better than bad.
And really,
it's,
I think
it's goofy. It's goofy.
Dumb is the best outcome I think we could have hoped
if
for.
If you could scroll up on this tier list, dumb would be next. Yeah.
If he said good, that's like the okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, how are you doing today? You could be like dying inside and you're like, I'm okay. So
dumb
is like a huge win, I think.
How are you doing today? Oh, I'm dumb.
I'm
pretty
feeling dumb
today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling dumb.
I don't know. I just want to be, you know... Because, like, you guys will just make videos like, I attached a vacuum to a gun.
To my dick.
Your dick. I sucked.
I sucked my dick. That's
how I did. Which brand of vacuum cleaner gives the best suck? Does the best suck job?
Vacuum cleaner tier list.
Vacuum cleaner tier list.
You've never seen, like, the themed fleshlights?
Well, no.
There's, like, the Bug's Eye fleshlight?
He's like, oh, I got a rare one.
That's wrong.
You've never seen
that. You've never wanted to
there's
fuck
actually,
up.
There's one buried somewhere
beautiful
here.
Beautiful about culture is we can share it with others.
Right.
I'm learning
not.
So much. I'm teaching so much.
How
we
do you
also
not
know?
About
how
this?
Do you not know?
How
about
do you not? You know so many things. And how is this
you
not
know
one
about,
of them?
Oh my God.
How have you not seen this?
Can I show you guys?
Someone made us one, and it's in this pile, and we don't know where.
Do I have the power to send an image and have it put up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah, I think you have to be on the Wi-Fi.
You need to email it to me.
Email.
He's 34.
He's
I'm gonna go look for
Heimler.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna look for you can DM me on Instagram.
He's not, dude. He's in the. You're not gonna find him. I don't know where the fuck
this
he
thing
is.
Apart to find Heimler. That's exactly what someone would say who just shredded Heimler like when we weren't looking.
Look, you're definitely not gonna find him back there, okay?
And if you did, I wouldn't touch him.
Wait, you're not logged into, like, Discord or anything?
No, this is just our crappy $200 computer. I bought this computer on Amazon for $200.
Can you look at my Instagram, actually? It's on there. I want to show you my favorite photo of myself.
Kevin's going to look for
this is like an
Humboldt.
Ass
I'm
behind
gonna piss.
Us.
Oh, my God. Hold on. This is called forced perspective in photography.
Yeah. Oh, shit, he's looking.
Yep. And then my last post. And scroll to the right. Keep going. Keep going. There it is. No, go back.
What is this? What is this?
So that is
what is a straw?
That is a bendy straw in a fleshlight.
What's in it? A drink?
That's, you know what? I'll
or
leave
my imagination.
That to your imagination.
I'm.
The force perspective thing makes it exactly what it looks like.
No, that was me squeezing your butt on the camera when you were in the background.
Oh, okay.
that was different.
Okay, so you've got.
So we.
Where
guys,
is this?
You guys know Amaranth.
Yes.
So we actually made a joke on one of our episodes
mm-hmm.
that we would like to. Create a fleshlight and sell it.
Right, right.
And then she liked the idea so much we actually did it. So we manufactured the Amaranth fleshlight.
Yeah, okay.
And this was us when we got one of the samples.
Yeah, one of my old jobs used to be right next to a sex toy factory.
Really?
Yeah.
And I thought it would be hilarious to put a straw in one until I did it. And I pretty immediately felt shame.
Oh, you found him.
What is that?
This is
no. We found him.
Somebody look at what happened. One of the ticklers fell off.
Oh no! I bet a rat ate it.
The paint is all gone.
I bet a rat did eat it.
I can't believe you found him.
It says
fuck the caterpillar.
Yeah, that was what we were supposed to do. When
you guys are on
here.
A list somewhere.
We
didn't make that.
Fuck it.
We opened the
General
package.
General Ugo
though.
Did. Thanks.
Can I?
Yeah, you can. Go
is
for
there
it.
A rat in here?
Probably.
There might be a dead rat in there.
Oh, somebody's been nibbling. Somebody ate all the paint
off
of it.
I think a rat
the
did
rat
far worse things.
All the paint
that.
Off no. of its face.
Oh, wait. No.
Has anyone used it?
No, the
no.
mouth is far too big.
Not that we know of. Not that anyone's willing to admit.
I bet the rats did.
Yeah. I'm fitting in here. I'm getting it in. Look, I'm on a desert island. I figure out. I get in that hole.
Do you guys' listeners send you anything like this?
We don't allow it.
Oh,
you're missing out.
Now that makes
there's
sense.
No pleasure with this. It's so like
the durometer.
Yeah, it's the wrong type of rubber.
That is just, you know what? Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to let you hold it. You guys fucking rule, man. I got to go
you,
back
that's
to
that's the first time anyone said
I
that
gotta
after
go back
seeing
to my
this
piece of shit friends.
Right, this is a Maker podcast.
I go back to my friends. I'm like, hey, what did you do today? He's like, oh, I played video games.
For 13 hours.
You guys, you have bug fleshlight. Toys.
This is a Maker podcast. So my question is, how do you make a custom fleshlight? That's what you guys did.
We worked with a manufacturer that manufactures fleshlights. We did it the
that's
right
cool.
way.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
that's
so
good.
You know what? You know, I don't know. I guess that's not how many more questions.
That's really all it is you know, you take a mold.
Okay. Who does that? Who does that?
The company that makes the fleshlight.
So
I think they have like a doctor.
He just shows like a doctor's appointment.
A guy dressed like Dr. Mario comes in the room. Well, I have
you
a
mean
stethoscope,
a doctor.
So I have a stethoscope, so I clear. This is my job.
Wait, so she did that?
This is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I was not there.
I didn't think she had
it was all very appropriate. We did it, you know, with her. It was
right.
a joint effort. We did not do it. We hired the correct company to do this. Job,
okay, okay.
And then we sold them.
I love the idea
you
of
sold
starting
them,
a business.
So she gave you her likeness.
Well, we like, helped her.
Was a lawyer involved?
How do you? Are they gone?
I don't know. This was all fun until I met her. And then, it just crossed into weird.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I don't want to see
Did
one.
You meet her before or after the straw picture?
I met her before that picture. the funny kind of outweighed the discomfort. But then I was like, I don't think I should show her. I'm not close enough with her where I could like be like, hey, Kate, here's this fun image.
So this was like how long ago? This was like 3 weeks ago?
Oh, I know. I took that like a year ago, but okay. It took me about a year to summon the courage to put it online.
So how many did she sell?
You know, people do far worse to those.
A bunch. It did, okay. I'm assuming it did grow.
Yeah.
I have to like tell my parents this is kind of what I do.
Were you guys like, you just helped with the production? So there was like mm-hmm. a contract signed. So like you went to a lawyer and you said mm-hmm. that we're going to make mm-hmm. the thing. And then the lawyer, how did the lawyer, like, what is the description in the legal document?
You guys know poggers?
Yeah.
My pitch, the pogger pussy.
No, I have not heard this.
Poggers is the emo.
Yeah, like, I know this.
I was pitching
music. Oh, yeah,
pussy. Instead of pocket pussy.
Yeah, no, there's too much legal with that.
So a lawyer.
Because the frog is.
A lawyer
sat
to,
down yeah. and did research yeah. and said you can't call this rubber vagina the poggers pussy. Yeah.
And I looked and back, then the, and I looked then, back like this. That's precisely correct. That is what I would like
to say. Is this in-person lawyer or video call lawyer?
Probably online, email.
Okay.
I don't handle all of it. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Wait, which poggers? Is it the frog one or the whatever guy? What's his name?
No, that's PogChamp.
PogChamp.
Okay. Right.
That's the dude.
Yeah.
That's the dude
canceled.
He was like, that vaccine's whack.
Yeah.
And then we were like, ooh, we should change that email we use.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Goofy guy.
Yeah. What's his... I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
Same.
But either way, you want to fuck the face of that
frog.
Not that.
The frog.
You're talking about the Bug's Life one? Oh, no.
I thought poggers.
I thought the poggers pussy. I thought, did I misunderstand
well,
the idea?
Well, a live streamer.
That
so
it was.
Just, I thought it was clever.
The face, and then you, the part you fuck is the mouth.
No, I'm saying we would name this the pogger pussy.
I completely misunderstood what was happening.
Like a stream.
I had no idea what was
good
going
by itself, like the frog.
I thought it was like you got to fuck the emote, like in the mouth.
Somebody,
I'm realizing this was a bad idea.
You know what? I like somebody, I mean, a frog one, we can do some tests, you know, review it.
We had this idea. I don't know if we ever talked about it. Actually, it wasn't my idea. I don't think he's ever going
to
do it.
Cop to it. What are
wait,
you talking about?
It was
about?
Which vegetable would make the best fleshlight mold.
Oh, wait. No, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Watermelon.
The watermelon?
Fleshlight mold?
Yeah, like the inside.
The inside of a watermelon feels like a mouth.
There you
no,
go.
No, but it would be like the shape of the vegetable.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
Like the cavity. In
yeah.
The watermelon's like huge.
No, but you keep some of the melon.
Like a whole watermelon or like a wedge?
You put a penis-sized hole in a watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest of
but
the
that's not what the mold is.
No, it's the outside of the vegetable. Like if you were to stick the vegetable
also
inside
not a vegetable,
of silicone.
I'm remembering.
Also that. It's like
wait,
a carrot or...
Wait.
So imagine you take the shape of the vegetable and then you cast the silicone around it.
Are we imagining like a large vegetable?
No, like a carrot or
I
something.
Feel like
you
you're
can
doing
shrink
this,
it down.
Like the wrong way. I think
I'm
that-
misunderstanding. I'm yeah, realizing.
You what? Were thinking of what fruit was best to fuck.
Yeah,
not
is that
what
not the
fruit
question?
Is best
the
to
best
make
mold.
A mold of the outside
yeah.
shape of, and then fuck that mold.
So imagine you like made a mold of a fruit, and then
it's a,
you fuck
it's
the
an
mold.
Understandable mistake.
So
it's a misunderstanding.
Is the mold,
that
is the mold here? Is that a is the mold the flashlight or the inside?
The inside.
So you're saying what fruit?
Would make the best
is this
inside.
Is not just what fruit do you want to fuck? Is this not the same?
No, because it's the outside of the fruit. Because it's a negative of it.
Which outside negative fruit would you?
So
like
imagine
to fuck?
Like you cast a carrot in like silicone and you pull the carrot out.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay.
Like a watermelon.
If you were to put your like a carrot in resin.
Yes. Yeah. And then you pull the carrot out, and that's what the inside.
You fuck
of the
hole that's left.
I would
over
say
by
I would say a
carrot.
Bitter melon.
Right. You would say
which one?
A bitter melon.
A bitter melon.
And it can't be a fruit. It has to be a
I mean, there's not a
bitter
lot of rules.
Bitter melons can be really big, Kevin. I don't.
Well,
I mean,
you can
I don't
scale
know
it down.
Okay.
Oh. Vegetable. Well, the thing is, like banana, not a vegetable. Banana.
It's curved. Smart thinking.
But that's the thing. It's curved. Wouldn't it hurt?
I don't know.
It's not bendy. It's just
I mean,
like,
if maybe if you encase the whole thing in
if you
like
have
metal.
The exact penis shape right. and size of a banana, then yeah. you're great.
Oh wow, Kevin, that was really smart. How do you? I don't like the way that's being
wait,
held.
Wait, that's different from the bitter melons I've seen. I've seen the green ones. I've yeah,
only,
like that.
Yeah,
that's
the bitter
melon. I've only
texture.
Seen the negative.
That's,
of
yeah, that's the negative bitter melon I'm used to fucking.
This is
corn?
Hey, corn's very similar
yeah,
to bitter melon.
For his pleasure. That's kind of, you'd be like kind of like Braille.
I think actually corn would probably work pretty well.
Yeah. Well, it might, the reverse of corn though. It's probably a cheese grater.
Yeah, what is it? What does it say? You could read it.
Corn on the knob.
That's what you call it.
I think corn. I'm going with corn.
Corn, yeah. We should probably shouldn't post any of this.
No,
yeah,
it's,
we
this
should,
is all
we
going up.
This started with a picture that you
ago.
Posted.
I look cool there.
I was this is the first time we've maxed out the timer. It's stuck at 99:59 because it
oh,
can't
shit.
Go to 100.
All right, thank you guys very much for listening
that's
to this episode of the podcast.
That's it. Yeah.